Just before Mass last night, I was talking to somebody about real estate. I don't know how the conversation came up, but we came to the conclusion that when somebody decides to invest in real estate, perhaps buy their first home particularly, there's all that joy and that excitement there until the legal people get involved and the bubble is burst because of the requirements of the law that stipulate fairness and transparency that needs to be present in such big transactions. But the weight of that is something which actually takes away a lot of the time the joy that the people are investing in. And then the next phase after that is a thing, I think they call it buyer's guilt. So you've made the big decision, the lawyers have got involved, and then the next thing you sit down and you take a deep breath and you realise, what have I done? I've just made the biggest financial commitment in my life, and that guilt starts to work through. And eventually, all players playing their part justly, hopefully, things work out and you move into a happy home. But it's not without its pain. So the law has a role to play, but it's not one that makes everybody smile all the time, particularly when it comes to transactions. It's a complicated area. It was the same in Jesus' time. When Matthew put his gospel together, the community that he belonged to was going through the same anxieties that most of us go through, that we experience during the course of our life, particularly in relation to things to do with families, and particularly with things to do with the relationships that we have with one another and the wider community. Even today, within the church, there are tensions between various parts of the church. It is not a perfect institution on earth. So the anxiety and the tension exists, and it existed for Matthew. So what he's done today is continuing on in the first part of his gospel. And Matthew's entire gospel really is broken into three components. The first is teaching, the second is preaching, and the third is healing. So this part that we're in at the moment, in the fifth chapter particularly, flowing from the Sermon on the Mount, is about teaching. Not preaching, but it's about teaching. And what he does, Matthew, is he has collected a whole lot of sayings that Jesus used during the course of his ministry, and he's bumped them all together to make this a teaching component at this part of his gospel, the first part. And so what he does then is he attaches those sayings to the history of the Hebrew people. And that's why the three times that you hear today, he says, "You have heard how it was said by our ancestors." And then he talks about, "Thou shalt not kill." "You have heard how it was said by our ancestors, thou shalt not commit adultery." "And you have heard from our ancestors that thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain." And then he refers to oaths there. And then he takes each one of those and he says, "You have heard from the ancestors, but I say this to you." In relation to killing, "I say this to you, don't even have anger." And then he goes, in relation to adultery, he's basically saying, "Treat everybody with respect." Nothing to do with gender, it's got to do with dignity and respect. And then the third area where he talks about oaths is basically he's saying, just be truthful, speak the truth. Everything else is unnecessary and leads in another direction very often, whether you're a lawyer or not. And that's what he's saying. So the bar is set here, if you like, with the Ten Commandments, because Jesus was a living, practicing Jew. So the law of Moses was integral in his life. They lived by that law. But then Jesus asks us to go to a higher standard. He lifts that bar up here Our ancestors said this, but I say this to you. So what he's doing is he's saying to his audience, and Matthew is saying to his audience, and I'm saying to us today, there is the letter of the law, but it is the spirit of the law that lifts the bar higher. That's where the higher standard is. If we can attain that higher standard, then the world would be a much better place. That's where Jesus is calling us to be. It's a challenge. And sometimes we actually get to that higher standard, but other times we completely fail. And therefore, we have the sacraments of the church to keep us on target and on track. And they keep calling us back through the sacraments, particularly reconciliation. And that allows us to keep coming back and keep trying to attain that higher standard. The spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. And the scribes and the Pharisees that Jesus mentions right at the beginning of his gospel today, that Jesus is referring to them because they are the ones that kept the people strictly to the letter of the law. And Jesus is saying, it's the spirit. It's what is in the heart, not the black and white on the page, that will determine whether we get to the kingdom of heaven or not, whether we celebrate or commiserate. And that's what he's trying to draw us to. So that was the tension that existed within Matthew's community too, the same tensions that we have today. You may or may not know that the Ten Commandments were actually given to the Hebrew people for two reasons. The first is that they were given to them so that they would not be annihilated. Because they were a faction of people with factions within factions, because that's what families are. Families have little pockets where sometimes they get together well and other times it doesn't work. And the Jews were escaping Egypt in their family groups. And then, if they were left to their own devices, they would have destroyed each other. They would have annihilated each other. And so the Ten Commandments were given to them as a way of keeping them as a composite unit, a unit of diversity, but also a unit where they could look after and protect each other. So that was the first reason that the commandments were given, to protect the race. And then secondly, it was to protect the individuals, to bring order and harmony to the people. Very practical. It was a society made up of little families within it. And so these commands were quite structured and quite basic. Do this and you will survive and you will be okay. Jesus says, yeah, that's fine, but it's the meaning or the depth behind it. Imagine what the world would be. You have heard how our ancestors said, do not kill. And Jesus is saying, because he's lifted the standard higher, and Jesus is saying, just don't be angry. Anger in itself is neither good nor bad. It's a feeling. It has no moral attachment. It's just anger. What we do with that anger becomes good or bad. And he's saying, just get rid of anger. The world would be a much more peaceful place if we could get to that standard. The harmony that would exist within families would be so much more powerful. When it comes to adultery, it's a small part of his teaching on marriage. Just a small part. He goes on in chapter 26 into greater depth there. But the bottom line, he's saying, your ancestors taught you this. Do not commit adultery. I say this to you. Just be respectful, no matter what your gender. Just be respectful to every person. And if the world could do that, imagine the harmony that would exist by being respectful. Imagine also how businesses would run, how countries would run, the economy would run, because it would be focused on humanity, not economy. Look at the focus of the world at the moment, particularly the Western world. It is focused on economy, not on humanity. So if we could get to that higher standard, we would be living in a much better place. And finally, when he talks about oaths, your ancestors said, keep your oath to God. Jesus is saying, don't swear at all. Just be honest. That's the standard is up here. If you were honest, you would not need to take oaths. In Greek, you look at the translation, the word for a vow and the word for oath is exactly the same. But a vow is a promise that is made to God. An oath is calling God to witness a truth that I am putting forward. One is to God and one is asking God to witness. And Jesus is saying, don't, just be truthful. You don't have to call on any extra help to prove your truth. That's the standard up here. But a lot of people are much more comfortable living within the structure and the letter of the law. And Jesus is not doing away with the law. He is trying to raise the standard. And that's where we're called into the picture today, the same as Matthew's community was, and the families and communities in which Jesus moved and exercised his ministry. So this morning, I just remind us all on those three elements alone that we are all called to that higher standard. And I just ask that we try our very best not to respond with our head, but respond with our heart.